This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, September 15. Someone to count on. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 89. I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm through all generations. But you have rejected, you have spurned, you have been very angry with your anointed one. You have renounced the covenant with your servant, and you have defiled his crown in the dust. You have broken through all his walls and reduced his strongholds to ruins. All who pass by have plundered him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. Indeed, you have turned back the edge of his sword and have not supported him in battle. You have put an end to his splendor and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with a mantle of shame. 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20. No matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. When life's out of joint, we need someone to lead us through the chaos and confusion. Someone reliable. Someone we can count on. The Bible assures us that God is reliable. With God, yes means yes, and no means no. With God, promises are a sure thing. In other words, God is someone we can count on. God made promises to King David, to love him forever, to make him the world's greatest king, and to preserve his royal line. But by the time of Psalm 89, David's royal line has known nothing but trouble. Reality is completely out of joint. Whatever happened to the promises? Jesus was born into the royal line of King David, and he knew plenty of trouble. That trouble came to a head when he was crowned with thorns and nailed to a cross. A sign over his head said, "The King of the Jews," just to rub it in. It looked like another dead end for David's line. What about the promises? Well, the story didn't end there. Jesus rose from the dead, and 40 days later, he took his seat at the right hand of God the Father. All authority in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, and he is king, now and forever. That's what happened with the promises, and that's why we can count on God. Pray with me. King Jesus, when life is out of joint, your story reminds us that we can count on God, who promised never to leave us or forsake us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.